Podcast and 20 Minutes or Less Podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Thursday, October 5th, 2017. I'm Beckler.
Thursday.
I'm Shauna.
Yesterday, the Alberta government announced their plans for legalization, which we talked about on the show today. It's insane to me. I was thinking 5 years ago, I would have been sitting around with my buddies and talking about how if we ever saw legalization in Canada in our lifetimes, that would be amazing. Well, in our lifetimes.
For me, I always think about the times where on the radio, I couldn't even say the word marijuana because people would complain.
Yeah, you kind of had to allude to any marijuana use. You could never, like, come out and say it.
You couldn't. You had to skirt around it completely if you wanted to, you know, be weary of people who would be offended by that. And now I say, we talk about it every day almost.
Like, yeah, because it's in the news. We're not real big stoners ourselves, but...
No, I don't like it, actually. It makes me paranoid.
But it is kind of a crazy time for the country, I think. I never thought I'd see this even in my lifetime, and it happened within, like, 5 years.
And it's happening quick now.
Like, very quickly,
very quickly.
Yesterday, the Alberta government released a short video laying out their plan for the legalization of marijuana. And I would say it looks pretty good, their plan.
Yeah.
It looks like it makes sense. It's logical. You'll have to be 18, of course, to buy, same as liquor. They'll allow some smoking in public places where tobacco is permitted, which I found kind of interesting. I thought it would be like completely restricted to your home.
So did I. Interesting.
Yeah. It wasn't entirely clear, but it sounds like, so this is what they had to say about distribution here.
Licensed growers across Canada will produce cannabis and will be required by the federal government to meet quality and safety standards. Growers will sell cannabis to a government-owned and operated distributor who will ship safe products securely to retail outlets. These cannabis stores will have to follow strict rules for things like staff training, hours of operation, and more.
So that sounds to me like private retailers.
Yes.
And yet the NDP government is saying that they're considering government-run retailers.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, and the UCP has pushed back a little on that, saying like the liquor model works with privately run stores. Why would we operate any differently than that?
Right. And I remember Nenshi, his one critique is that he was hoping that it would be 21 rather than 18.
21. Yeah, and I don't agree with him there. I don't think that makes any sense.
No, I don't. Not if alcohol can be served at 18.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, interesting.
All of this is going to happen before July 1st, 2018. They don't say exactly when, and I don't think they want it to be on July 1st, because then Canada Day is kind of hijacked by Legalization Day.
Yeah, that would be an interesting Canada Day for everybody. A lot more mellow, I'd say.
There are still some people who are on the fence about the whole legalization thing, but Sean and I think we can help. We can make weed a little bit more sexy.
Yeah, we can. Let me see your ash.
I want to THC you naked.
I'd like to toke your clothes off.
That's a great looking indica. Oh.
I marijuana do ya.
Can Abyss get some love in here?
Oh my god, okay. That's right. Oh my, a little too far.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
I'm a part of this Fort McMurray Facebook group, and a girl in the group posted a photo yesterday, and it was a photo of a bird, and she said, I hit this bird today. I don't know what it is. I don't know if I should contact wildlife or dispose of it. Does anybody know?
Hit it with her car?
She hit it with her car. And the responses on this photo, Beckler, they friggin' killed me. The first response, that's dinner. That's what that is. The next one, supper. The next one, you should probably eat that. These comments continued. There wasn't a single comment about what the thing was. Everybody was just like, oh, that looks delicious.
What kind of bird is it?
Apparently it was a grouse.
Okay, and you can eat grouse?
Well, the next comment, step on the wings, pull the feet, and the breast will come right out. That is delicious.
Oh, Fort McMurray.
We've had two hit the window this week. Great eating.
Like, yeah, in most parts of the world, you don't eat things that you hit with your car, right? You just leave it there.
Oh, roadkill. That's a free meal for you.
What are we having for dinner tonight? Roadkill grouse. Oh, my favorite. It's a Fort McMurray delicacy.
Someone else, when I get home, I'll teach you how to clean it. Someone else says, put it in your fridge. Wait until your hubby comes home.
Oh my God. I picked up dinner for us. It's in the fridge. What is it? It's a grouse that I hit with my car. Oh, very nice.
Her hubby gets home from a hard day's work and he opens the fridge to get a beer and there's just a dead grouse.
Everyone on the Facebook group said we should eat it. We're moving. This place is
X92.9.
So NHL hockey is back.
Yeah.
Flames with a tough loss last night to the Oilers.
Did you see that Connor McDavid had a hat trick? Did you see that?
I did. I was on Twitter.
Oh, good. Good. The Oilers also tweeted that they're selling used practice pucks for $30. So they showed these little pucks and they were, I guess, used in practice and they're in this little baggie and they're all scratched up and stuff. They're like, $30, who wants them? And everybody's like, that's awesome. I totally want them.
They're going to sell out of those for sure.
Oh, for sure.
They could sell anything.
I cannot.
To Oilers fans.
It's unbelievable.
Anything at all.
It's absolutely unbelievable.
If you're not on Twitter, basically every hockey season, sometimes even in the off season, Oilers fans just take over.
Yes.
They tweet nonstop about the Oilers games, even meaningless games in the middle of the season. It's like if the Oilers are playing, that is the only thing happening on Twitter.
They take Twitter hostage and they don't give it back.
Yeah.
I see it.
I live in Calgary and I hear more about the Oilers than I do about the Flames, which is crazy.
I know.
Last night it was just like Connor McDavid's on pace to score 246 goals this season. I saw that tweet 6 times from different people in my feed. Each one thinking that they were being exceptionally clever.
Oh, man. My favorite was the guy who was like, I'm never going to get married because I won't love anybody as much as I love Connor McDavid.
Connor McDavid was clocked at 40.9 kilometers per hour on that last breakaway.
Oh, my God.
He would get a speeding ticket in a school zone. I saw that tweet 4 or 5 times, too.
And they all think they're being original with these, and they're all coming up with the same damn things? Come on.
It kills me. It absolutely kills me.
Yeah, they're just gonna, this is what I'm saying. It's absolutely insane. Everybody's obsessed with Connor McDavid. It's never gonna end. He is God.
Do you think there would be, I saw people calling him like the greatest of all time. I think that's a bit of a stretch. A little early to say that. Maybe he'll end up being, I mean, he's exceptional, but maybe he'll end up being that good. But
you know where there's Buddhas in stores? There's those little like Buddhas that people worship, there will be Connor McDavid statues right away, right beside that.
I wonder if there's a limit to what the Oilers could sell.
I doubt it.
If they're like, we pulled this used Kleenex out of the garbage that Connor used, we'll start the bidding at $1,000.
Oh my God, we need to get one of those Kleenexes.
Sold to you with the mullet.
The BHS in 20 minutes or less podcast.
Shauna, sports fans just drive me nuts sometimes. Like this whole, like the, hockey Twitter is the worst. Sports Twitter, Oilers Twitter, it's just, I like going on Twitter, and they've taken that from me.
Sorry.
It's even like how they talk. Like, the term generational talent to refer to Connor McDavid has just kind of entered the hockey lexicon now.
Right.
And a few years ago, I had never heard that term, and now people just use it as if it's as common a term as, like, icing.
He's a generational player.
He's a generational talent. When you have a generational talent like Connor McDavid, it's kind of like how like football fans argue over who's an elite quarterback and who isn't.
Oh my God.
I say, is Eli Manning an elite quarterback? Well, I'd say he is there, Don. Like,
there's buzzwords. There's definitely buzzwords in the sports world. And yes, the one, it's weird because sports people are like that in general. Sports Twitter is always like that. Like one person makes a joke or one person uses a term and then everybody latches on like leeches. And it's like, yes, that's the joke. That's the one.
There's like 3 creative people in the whole business and everyone else is like, okay.
Like, that's good. I like it.
We can parrot that.
Yes.
It's even like on Twitter last night, people talking about how Connor McDavid is the GOAT. He's the GOAT. Is he the GOAT? Hashtag GOAT. The greatest of all time? I don't know. He's 20 years old. Like, don't we need to go a bit further into his career before we decide that?
Can I be completely honest with you? And I had no idea what a GOAT was. I was like, is this just some sort of, like, why is it like a sacred goat?
No, it's the
greatest of all time. Okay, gotcha.
It's really interesting because rap and hip hop fans have this preoccupation with trying to figure out who is a goat, who's one of the greatest of all time. And if you look into any conversation between rap fans, there's like, oh, is Kendrick Lamar a goat? I think he's a goat. And you don't hear that in other genres. It's almost like how country fans love to argue about whether or not something is country. Metal fans do the same thing. Oh, that's not real metal. This is real metal. All these fan bases have these terms that they latch onto, and yeah.
You can't let them go. They're the term for a while.
Yeah. So we got a long way to go here, I think, with the Oilers and their love for McDavid. It's going to be a long... What is he signed to? 10 years?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Even the dogs in Vancouver are soft.
Oh, no. What is it now?
Okay, so there was a thing done by Amazon, and dogs in Vancouver are the most pampered pets. Actually, they purchase the most accessories for their pets, grooming products, toys, and treats. Vancouver does. That's what the study showed.
The purse dog capital of the world.
Yes.
Nowhere is it less apparent that these animals evolved from wolves than in Vancouver. I don't want to go for a walk, master. The pavement is cold on my paws.
This damp cold penetrates my fur. This dog food is processed. Make it again, master.
Actually, a dog house in Vancouver costs more than your house. In fact, a lot of millennials in Vancouver are living in dog houses now. Rent is about $1,200 a month, and it only shelters the top half of their bodies. Their legs are still sticking out, but it's minimalist. You wouldn't get it. You can help these dogs, though. You tweet using the hashtag VancouverSoft, or of course, text PUSS to 12345. You can buy some dog booties for them.
You can donate a dog stroller.
X92.9.
It's Throwback Thursday here at X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
Do you remember the beep test?
In gym class?
Yes.
Do I ever? Who could ever forget the beep test? It was awful.
If you don't remember the beep test, it was where these beeps went off and they got more and more fast. They got faster and faster. And of course, it was harder to get from one end of the gym to the other. And that was your point. So you had to get from one end to the other before the next beep.
Right. And I think you were allowed to miss one. And if you missed a second one, if you didn't catch up to the next beep, then you were disqualified, right?
Right. It was the worst.
We were talking yesterday on the show about how awful running is.
Yeah.
So this is running where you're being graded on it.
Yes.
Which is even better.
Yes, you had to get past a certain number of beeps to get a good grade on this.
Yeah.
It was hilarious, though, because there were some people in the class, like I had there was a bigger fella in the class,
mm-hmm.
and he decided that he just wasn't going to do the beep test at all.
We had a few of those, too.
Right?
Or they'd like run the first one,
exactly.
The second one, and be like, I'm going for a smoke.
Yeah.
I'm going to the student smoking section.
Just completely forfeit. Just completely done.
I'll be across the street sweating and blowing a dart.
He's 2-1 and you're trying to encourage him. I'm like, no, you got this. You got this, Johnny. And he's like,
nope.
Not a chance. The fact that I even did one, better than nothing.
And half the class didn't want to, weren't comfortable showering after gym. So you'd run the beep test and then have to go back. Like, I always showered after gym, but a lot of people didn't.
Yeah.
You're leaking. You should probably.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
Most girls didn't.
No?
No. In fact, I think that one of our schools didn't even have a shower. Welcome to schools in Brampton. They're like, we can't afford a shower. So, you know, just...
Your school, the rough school?
Deal with it.
No showers, no bathrooms. That's just giving the students one more place to do drugs where we can't see them. My high school, I'd heard this. Obviously, I never went in. But the girls' change room had stalls for their shower.
Yes.
And the guys didn't. It was like prison style. Like everyone's standing in a circle with the shower heads.
Yeah, girls are weird that way, though.
Yeah, but why would you like do that in one bathroom, not the other? It's like, okay, you girls can have privacy. You guys all look at each other's birds. Good luck with that.
Because that extra, you know, that extra separator was extra money they had to spend, Beckler.
They spent it on the girls.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Typical.
Except for my school. They couldn't afford it for either.
Just hosed you down.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less.
I think the roughness of your high school has become one of my favorite ongoing jokes on this radio show, Shauna. I just love it. Like, I picture you going to school in some third world country, basically.
I know. You know, don't mess with me. I'm hard, okay?
Growing up in Brampton will do that to you, hey?
It will.
Why is it so rough in Brampton?
It's a good question. I honestly think it's just...
Like, don't your parents live in a nice neighborhood and have a pool and back a park? And
they do. for some reason there was just parts, like, I don't know what the hell it was. Our school had a lot of people who broke into, like, their own little groups, and it was almost like ethnicities broke into their own groups, and it was almost like a fight between them. There was some...
We call those racial gangs.
I was about to say, there were some gang wars that happened at my school.
Oh, my. That's scary. Great place to learn. I got an email from one of our podcast listeners named Spencer yesterday, and Spencer says that he discovered the podcast just recently, so he had this, like, backlog of all of our episodes to listen to at work, and now that he's all caught up, he only has 20 minutes a day. I was like, that's a pretty good problem for us to have, though, hey?
That's pretty awesome.
You want more of us and not less.
Yeah.
We'll just continue to update every day that we can. I mean, the title kind of limits us to 20 minutes, and also... we're limited by the time we have in the studio here.
It's true, yeah.
Because, like, right now we're just recording it, and then Angela's going to come take over right away, so...
yeah.
But we'll keep being consistent with our uploads, and thank you for the email, Spencer. Bye for now!
Bye!
You've been listening to the B&S in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have B&S in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.